It had been an intense first 40 minutes at Twickenham. 26 points to 3 saw England dominate at half-time. A try to the States after just 2 minutes into the second half, however, showed a new determination from the visitors. Conversion was missed. It was 26-8. Whatever was said in the changing rooms at half-time had certainly spurred on the visitors, who again attacked the field of play, making it up to the England 22. Scrum to the hosts, who earned a free kick, getting themselves back into the opposition half. A penalty and they kicked to the corner. The line-out was disrupted with the USA stealing possession. However, Jamie Blamire, fresh on the field for England, blocked the attempted box kick and, legs grinding down, powered his way to the try line. Smith could not add the conversion. 31-8 after 50 minutes. The USA found a new lease of life and attacked hard, forcing England to backtrack and regroup. The hosts earned a scrum but were penalised, allowing the USA to take a quick free kick. They passed the game line on the far wing and earned yet another free kick. England, however, stealing possession and sending play back into the opposition half. The Eagles box-kicked out of their own territory and a knock-on from the hosts handed the visitors yet another scrum. Another free kick allowed them to kick for an attacking line-out 10 metres from the England try line. England secured the ball, but the attempted box-kick out by the scrum half was charged down and try scored by the visitors. Conversion added, 31-15 after 58 minutes. England sent the restart ball long and, although gathered well, the visitors were penalised for holding on. England pressed the far wing, first running at the defence before sending a grubber kick through for a chase. Fullback Stewart went to claim the ball but it was kicked out by the visiting scrum half into touch. After TMO intervention, it was ruled as a knock-on by the England fullback and scrum to the USA was awarded. Angered by this decision, England pushed hard and the Eagles were forced to kick to safety from deep behind their own try line. The sound of Swing Low Sweet Chariot again resonated around Twickenham. England won the line out, were awarded a penalty and kicked for the corner. Their intent was clear, start to dominate the game again. Ball was gathered but knocked on by the hosts. Scrum to USA, upgraded to a penalty. They found touch still inside their own half as the threatened thundercloud started to gather over the stadium. England stole possession, sent the ball over to the near side wing and Robson kicked long for another foot chase. The Eagles scrambled back in time to claim possession but were forced into knocking on. England secured the scrum from 5 metres out. The scrum half Harry Randall tackled just short of the line but offloaded to a charging Marcus Smith, who crossed for a try on his England debut. He could not convert it. 36-15 after 66 minutes. The restart was sent into the England 22. They gathered and sent up a high ball gathered by the opposition. The States pressed the far wing before cutting back inside. Strong pressure from the hosts forced another loose pass and knock-on by the Eagles in their own half. Solid work from the England scrum half Harry Randall, who broke through the defence and placed the ball over the try line despite a desperate tackle from Christian Dyer. Marcus Smith added the conversion, 43-15, just 10 minutes to go. The visitors kicked the ball into the England 22 on the restart and were awarded a penalty when the hosts held on. The Eagles went for touch, won the line out and formed a rolling maul. Another penalty to the visitors 10 metres from the line. They again went for the corner and an attacking line out. They set the maul well and pushed forward, Gamishas peeling off and over the line. Conversion added, 43-22, 75 minutes. After great pressure from the England squad from the restart, they earned a free kick 5 metres from the try line. They took it quickly and Lewis Ludlam found the line under the post. TMO requested a check and the try was scrubbed as Kokanasiga tackled a player in the air to win the ball. Back to 43-22 and a penalty to the USA. They found touch inside their own half, secured line-out ball and passed quickly to the far wing. They pressed the accelerator and passed, the ball reaching Christian Dyer, who crossed the line for a try. Converted, 43-29, just 2 minutes to go. The visitors were enjoying themselves, forcing errors from England, who handed USA free plays. As the clock turned red, the Eagles had a line out just inside their own half. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot bellowed around Twickenham as the visitors secured the ball and recycled well. England turned over possession and earned a penalty of their own. Man of the match, England scrum half Harry Randall took it quickly, but only made it as far as the 22 before the USA regained possession. Neither side wanted the game to end, both wanting that final score. In the end, a knock-on brought the game to a close on the halfway line. The game ended England 43, USA 29. USA won the second half in a solid performance, but England dominated overall on this day of independence. From Twickenham Stadium, for Radio Jackie, I'm Natalie Osborne.